Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. Men versus Women 6. Next, it talks about that men likes to sit silent to structure thoughts and solve problems in their heads, and that they really don't appreciate our loving ways of trying to help them by sharing our views. Because for a man, that is invasion of privacy. I can see how they think that, when we just want to reassure them and make them feel better. Why do this communication need to be so hard and complicated? I wonder how our heavenly parents do it, but then again, they read each other's minds. Might be easier. Just understand this. Men want to resolve things quietly in their heads, with no interference. If they want help or opinions, they will ask for it. Women wants to resolve it out loud, but we don't need solutions. We can figure it out by ourselves, we just need someone to listen to us, talking it out loud. And if we want help, we will also ask for it. I've heard about this movie Windtalkers, but never seen it since I'm not really into war movies. But I really like Native American culture, and the movie was about how they used Navajo soldiers to encrypt messages during the war so it couldn't be intercepted by the enemies. So when a man talk, we women try to decipher the meaning of the words. But here's the thing. Men are literal and direct. Women are emotional and indirect. Easy enough, right? I don't know if I told you this story from my early dating life. I had a boyfriend with easy dressed women on posters on the wall. It made me feel insecure because they were all beautiful models with well-toned bodies. So I asked him if he could take them down. He looked at me baffled and said, "They are nothing like you." So he meant one thing, they are not like me. And I heard skinny, beautiful, perfect girls that I'm nothing like. Do I need to tell you that that relationship didn't last long? So when you ask a man if there's something wrong and he says no, there isn't. But if you ask a woman if anything is wrong and she says no, it could mean no, or it could mean a whole lot more nothing to do with no, but yes. But it's easier for a woman to learn how to communicate what she really means, to be straightforward and literal, than to expect a man's brain to change its structure and start to understand how our brains work in verbal and nonverbal and emotional and vague, indirect sort of way. Hints are totally wasted on men. They don't speak hints. So it's up to us to learn how to code talk man if we want to succeed. Men just need to start talking, and we need to start learning the code. Men don't really like to open up and share their deepest thoughts. It's like Shrek describes layers of an onion. Men have layers, and they protect them. So we women need to learn how to make a man feel safe enough and hold space for them to peel away the layers. Women analyze everything. The words, tone of voice, voice pace, facial expressions and micro expressions, body movements, hand movements, you name it, we see it and register it and try to decipher it all at once. Did you know for every man who can sing in tune, 8 women can? I love how he writes, "When a woman says, 'Don't use that tone of voice with me,' this is one of the few places where she's being literal. She can actually hear disrespect in the tone of a person's voice." So what is said to women are not as important as how it's said. Remember, we don't hear the words, we interpret them. And tone of voice is much more important then. So the conclusion he writes is women communicate on levels men do not understand. So women need to learn how to speak men if we want to succeed in communication. He gives an example of communication like men rake the lawn, removing dead leaves and making it look nice. Women go down in the soil, dig and probe, and want to plant a garden. There is no right or wrong. Both ways are needed. One surface, one deep. We just need to get out of our own perception, start using our hearts, and leave judgment behind. We might have 2 eyes and 2 ears, 1 nose and 1 mouth, but the similarities end there. and we are alike and yet worlds apart. Don't assume just by looking similar that we function the same way. I did. And I got to learn a lot from it. Cry a lot from it. Heartbroken more than once. Again, I wish I could have learned this in school. It would have been great. And then again, maybe I wouldn't have been able to understand it without experiencing the backside first. It has given me plenty of references for non-functional behaviors. He ends the chapter with lifting up the seek to understand approach. And if we stop judging and looking only from our limited perspective to seek to understand, a lot of the conflicts and divorces wouldn't be needed. I know that Christ wants us to seek to understand. It's a good goal for this year. I will do my best to seek to understand. I hope this episode gave you some insights. It was really fun writing it. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts, and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.